Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson. Today we're building an Amen style ride groove for heavyweight sub impact in a ragga jungle and drum and bass context. The big idea here is simple. We want the top end to create movement, tension, and attitude, while the sub stays huge, clean, and powerful underneath. So this is not just about dropping in a cymbal and calling it done. We're using the ride like our rhythmic energy tool. When it's done right, the drop feels faster, darker, and more alive, and the sub hits harder because it has contrast. First, let's set up the foundation. Start with a project tempo around 172 to 174 BPM. That's a comfortable DNB zone and a great place for jungle and rag-inspired grooves. Load an Amen break on one track, a simple mono sub on another, and a short ride sample on a third track. If you're using the Amen loop, warp it in beats mode and make sure the first transient lands cleanly on bar 1. Keep the break tight and steady. Don't over-edit it yet. The Amen is your rhythmic anchor, and the ride is going to sit on top of that motion. For the sub, keep it simple. A sine wave or a very clean bass patch is perfect. The point is to make the low end feel focused and heavy. We don't want a busy sub sound fighting the ride. Now let's choose the ride. Pick a ride sample that is bright enough to cut through, but not so sharp that it becomes painful. A short ride with a clear transient is usually best. If the tail is too long, trim it down. Indeed NB, shorter is often heavier because it gives the sub more room to speak. If the ride sample feels too wide or too washed out, use utility to narrow it a little. The sub should own the center of the mix. That's one of the keys to heavyweight impact. Now for the actual groove. We want an Amen style ride pattern, which means it should feel like it belongs to the break, not like a straight dance cymbal loop. A good beginner pattern to start with is this. Place hits on the end of 1, on 2, on the end of 3, and then maybe a lighter hit on 4. That already gives you motion. It also leaves space, which is just as important as the hits themselves. In bar 2, vary it a little. Maybe remove the first hit, add a small accent just before beat 3, or shorten the last hit. That kind of small variation keeps the loop from sounding robotic. DNB really loves this push and pull between repetition and surprise. If you're programming in MIDI, use velocity to make the groove feel alive. Put the main hits higher, maybe in the 80 to 100 range, and the lighter supporting hits lower, maybe 50 to 75. That difference gives the ride a more human and ragga-flavored feel. Now let's lock the ride to the break. In Ableton, you can use Groove Pool to borrow some swing from the project or apply a subtle groove feel. Keep it light. You want the ride to feel glued in, not sloppy. A little timing groove can make the whole thing breathe, but too much will weaken the impact. If you prefer manual timing, nudge one or two hits a tiny bit off the grid. Just a few milliseconds is enough. In jungle and ragga drum and bass, that slight offset can make the groove feel way more alive. But be careful, we're aiming for controlled chaos, not a messy loop. Now let's shape the sound so it doesn't fight the low end. Put EQ8 on the ride track and high pass it somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz. The exact point depends on the sample, but the goal is to clear out low junk that could cloud the sub. If the ride sounds harsh, gently dip the bright zone a little, maybe around 6 to 10 kHz. If it feels too thin, you can add a small boost around 3 to 5 kHz to bring out the stick and presence. If you want a little more grit, add drum bus very lightly. A tiny bit of drive can help the ride cut through the mix without needing to be turned up too loud. Keep it subtle. We want attitude, not destruction. At this stage, listen in context with the break and the sub. This is important. Don't judge the ride in solo for too long. In DNB, sounds only really make sense in relation to the groove around them. A ride that sounds huge on its own might actually be too much once the bassline and break are playing. Now let's make room for the sub even more by adding some subtle ducking. Put a compressor on the ride track and sidechain it from the kick or the sub. You only need a little bit of a gain reduction, maybe 1 to 3 dB. This is not about obvious pumping. It's about creating a little breathing room so the low end can punch cleanly. A fast attack and a moderate release usually work well. If the sub notes are long, use a slightly slower release so the ride stays out of the way during those low-end moments. That small bit of ducking can make the whole mix feel deeper and tighter. Now let's think about arrangement, because this is where the track starts feeling like a real drop instead of just a loop. A very effective structure is to hold the ride back at first. For example, in an 8-bar drop, you could keep bars 1 and 2 focused on the break and sub only, then bring the ride in sparsely in bars 3 and 4. In bars 5 and 6, let it run fuller. Then in bars 7 and 8, pull it back a little or filter it down for tension. That rise and fall creates energy. It gives the listener a sense that the drop is developing, which is exactly what you want in heavyweight DNB. Think of the ride like a cue. It tells the listener the groove is moving forward. It doesn't need to be loud all the time. In fact, if you leave a small hole in the pattern every bar or two, the next hit will feel stronger. That missing space is powerful. For ragga flavor, you can add tiny supporting details. A short vocal stab, a rim shot, a woodblock, or a little reverse cymbal into the rye entrance can all help. Keep these elements sparse and low in the mix. They should support the groove, not steal the spotlight. A little reverb on a send can also help, but keep it tight and filtered. You want atmosphere, not wash. If the reverb starts softening the bass impact, back it off. Now automate the ride a bit. Automation is what turns this from a loop into a performance. You can slowly open a filter over a few bars, or raise the ride level a tiny bit in the second half of the drop. Even just 1 or 2 dB can be enough. You can also pull it back before a fill, then let it return after the fill for a bigger impact. This kind of movement matters a lot in jungle and ragga DNB. The top end can be busy, but it should still feel like it's telling a story. Here's a great little habit to build. Check the groove with the kick muted. That's a really useful teacher trick. If the ride only feels good when the kick is blasting, it may be masking the rhythm instead of supporting it. Mute the kick for a second and see whether the ride still makes musical sense on its own. If it does, you're in a good place. Also, listen in mono briefly. Put utility on the master and hit mono just long enough to check the balance. The sub should stay solid. The ride should still be present, but not sharp or distracting. If the ride is overpowering the low end, lower it before doing more processing. Usually the simplest move is the right one. Let's quickly recap the core approach. We start with a clean amen break and a mono sub. Then we add a short ride sample with a syncopated, amen-style rhythm. We use groove and small timing changes so it feels alive. We shape the sound with EQ, maybe a little saturation and subtle ducking. Then we arrange it so it enters, builds, and drops out for contrast. That contrast is the secret sauce. In heavyweight drum and bass, the sub feels bigger when the top end is controlled. A ride groove can add chaos, motion, and ragga energy without making the low end smaller. In fact, if you arrange it right, the ride makes the sub hit harder by making everything around it feel more active. For practice, try building a simple 8-bar loop right now. Load an amen break, add a mono sub, place a ride pattern with 3 or 4 hits, duplicate it across 8 bars, and remove at least one hit in a few bars. High-pass the ride with EQ8, add subtle sidechain ducking, and automate either the volume or filter so the last 2 bars feel more intense. Then check it in mono and adjust the ride down if the sub loses weight. If muting the ride makes the drop feel flatter, that's a good sign. It means the ride is doing its job. And that's the goal here, a ride groove that brings movement, attitude, and forward motion, while the sub stays deep, disciplined, and huge. In the next step, keep experimenting with different ride placements, little gaps, and tiny variations. That's where the groove really starts to feel like jungle.